For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Time has run out on the court-ordered deadline for the Trump administration to reunite children under the age of 5 with their immigrant parents. Government officials admit not all of the families are going to be reunited on time. In some cases, these kids are under the care of an officer of the Department of Health and Human Services, which then has to hand them over to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, which is, of course, part of the Department of Homeland Security. In many cases, they're also being held by some third-party contractor. So now they have to figure out how to get them back to their parents. The Army has been tossing out immigrant recruits who joined up in exchange for a path to citizenship. The Pentagon says the Obama-era program was suspended because of the high risk of terrorism and espionage. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A company that offers air flights and sightseeing tours has canceled all of its scheduled services after one of its planes crashed in a mountainous area in Alaska. The Coast Guard rescue helicopter battled deteriorating weather and very limited visibility. They had to hoist the pilot and 10 passengers to safety. The National Transportation Safety Board says the plane that crashed is a float-equipped de Havilland Otter. Everybody on board the craft survived, although many of the passengers are suffering some injuries. Authorities say a gas line explosion has leveled some buildings in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. WISE-TV's Amy Reed has more.
We're looking down the road right now at Bristol Street. I don't know if you just heard that. There was another explosion. I can't speak to what that was, but you can still see a lot of smoke. This has actually gotten darker and thicker since we've gotten here.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A border state governor is coming out in defense of ICE. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Arizona's governor says calls to abolish Immigration and Customs Enforcement are misguided at best. In an opinion piece for USA Today, Governor Doug Ducey notes that the agency was created through a bipartisan effort after the September 11th terror attacks. And Ducey says calls to get rid of ICE today are simply an opportunistic election year rallying cry. Ducey says as governor of a border state, he believes getting rid of ICE would be reckless and would put Arizona at risk. Ducey says ICE isn't a political issue and that the men and women there fight illegal drugs as well as human trafficking. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Army senior leaders have approved a new fitness test to better prepare soldiers for combat tasks, reduce injuries, and lead to cost savings for American taxpayers. With more, here's John Clemens.
The new six-event assessment will replace two of the three components of the current one that has been in use for decades. The 2 minutes of push-ups and the 2 minutes of sit-ups are being retired, but the two-mile run will still be included with the five other new events. Major General Malcolm Frost, commander of the Army Center of Initial Military Training, told the Army News Service the Army Combat Fitness Test will ignite a generational cultural change in fitness as it becomes a cornerstone of individual soldier combat readiness. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.